I was never gonna let her go from my heart. And I know that you've been waiting and dreaming of her so. For I love her like an angel and I wanna take her home.
Wow, look how nice outside it is today. It'll be a great day to just sit back, relax, and listen to the radio.
12 seconds later.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
This is your WONY Music Update, brought to you by the WONY Music Department. Here's some upcoming shows for the weekend. On Friday, March 29th, Foothills Performing Arts Center is hosting Mr. Paperback at 7 p.m. with Darcy Gibson on guitar, keyboard, and vocals, Cody Gibson on bass, and Matt Gibson on drums. On Saturday, March 30th, the B-Side Ballroom is hosting Robert Zares and Blake with local roots Lee Falco on drums. $8 to $12 advanced tickets slash table reservation on sale at Ticket Leap. Standing tickets also available. On Saturday, the Oneonta Teen Center will be hosting River the Bones and Bulls on Parade, a Rage Against the Machine cover band starting at 7 p.m. Finally, on Saturday, WONY, the Music Industry Club, and WRHO are hosting the Sounds of Spring Festival from 3 to 5 p.m. in the Holbert Event Center. This has been your WONY Music Update, and as always, keep it locked.
Air is a vacuum where you are not. An Oma can of Coke flattened by a thousand cars. How strange to be strangers after what we was. In a soft separate life with heart we held the center part of us. We met at your show July 4th at the park in the afternoon. We got together that next winter, the magnolia bloom. We made a home, we had a life, Florida, Spain, and Cancun. Then I had doubts, we ride it out, I acted like a fool. Maria, you the least and all the worst between us, bro. Maria,
now that I simmered in the truth, I'm feeling stupid as hell. Took you to Italy to see my love for you is real still. But you had me looking silly, only clicked right now. It was just 3 days from when you met Philly in Nashville.
Angel. You are listening to WONY Oneonta. Keep it spooky and keep it locked. Ha 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 ha.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school,
not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night,
not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat?
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover,
not for fun, just so he can have dinner?
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 22nd, Activities Council is hosting Chuck's Comedy Club featuring Mike Paramore in the Hunt Union Waterfront Room. This event begins at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, April 23rd, the Office of Sustainability is hosting a green career panel with recent graduates of the Sustainability Program to highlight their careers. This event is online and at 7:30 p.m., and the link can be found on Campus Connection. On Wednesday, April 24th, Trivia for Change is taking place in the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union from 5 to 7 p.m. There's an $100 Amazon gift card up for grabs. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Thank you. just a dream. We don't go, and we never arrive, however real it seems.
W-O-N-Y Oneonta. We play.
Hey, how do you respond?
A little bit of everything.
calls my name. I feel this way that I can't describe. So alive when she looks at me, talks to me, it just opens me. Then we go away, feel the pain coming on strong. On and on, but I can't complain. On my way to her place. I never wanna leave you, love.
I never wanna leave you, love. I never wanna leave you, love. I never wanna leave you.
since I've been searching for proof. Every dime that I find, I have thrown in the fountain of youth. The fountain of youth. I've been running from something, I've been running on fumes. I've been running for nothing, and I am nothing without you. Without you. It's been a minute since I spoke to you. Look who you're talking to. You said, boy, you ain't got nothing to prove. It was 4:44, we were barely 4 months into the year of the Lord. Now I'm not superstitious, I don't care about the stars. I got a stone cold poker face and a handful of hearts. But I think I saw your eyes in those neon lines, and thank God I couldn't look away. And cut through the noise, it's been a minute since I heard you.
Signs. there's no end. Change has no end. Change has no end. Yeah. Change has no end. I have always been like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
This is Paul McCartney, and you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Don't touch that dial and keep it locked.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm gonna need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait, wait, wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, October 30th, Yolanda Celia Ruiz, a professor from Columbia University, is hosting a meet and greet along with speaking about her literary works. This event begins at 2 p.m. in the Morris Conference Center. On Tuesday, October 31st, there is a Halloween party in the CRGIE Great Room in Lee Hall at 6 p.m. There will be plenty of Halloween-related activities. On Wednesday, November 1st, Activities Council is hosting comedian and magician Michael Kent in the Hunt Union Waterfront Ballroom at 9 p.m. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Isn't necessary. What you want is temporary. So pit your thickest cherries. Come home to me. Loud like a spray paint birthday cake. Heels are heavy, knees are quaking. God made a big mistake. She left things up to me. Everything passes quickly. I can hardly imagine what it's like to be 50 and alone. But I practice each time you're gone. Than true love at first. Dodge the strollers, indie rock cowards. Meet you in a radio shower. Sweet and sparky, shiver glisten. Silver aching for attention. You're pretty smart, but you scrub your mind too hard. Everything flashes quickly. I will always remember what it's like to be in love and still alone. Hiding right under her nose. Isn't necessary. Dancing like an orchid fairy. Finish your dinner flavored candy. Come on to me. What you want is not so scary. Most failures are imaginary. You're a deep sleep with vivid dreams. Everything slips by so quickly. Call me up if you start to feel guilty and alone, I will carry you home. Thank you.
listening to WONY Oneonta Red Dragon Radio. Keep it locked.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids.